From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Amanda Knox is walking free. As heard through an interpreter on CNN just moments ago, a judge with the Italian Appeals Court announced the panel was throwing out the former student's murder conviction.
So, we have overturned. So, Knox Amanda is free.
Knox had been serving a 26-year sentence for the 2007 murder of her British roommate, Meredith Kircher, whose family had been monitoring today's developments and have long said that the victim had been overlooked and even forgotten in the worldwide media coverage of Knox's appeal, stemming from new questions about DNA evidence. Knox's ex-boyfriend, who was sentenced to 25 years in prison in connection with Kircher's death, was also ordered free. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine this year recognizes basic discoveries in the workings of the immune system. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the death of one of the three winners has clouded the usual festivities.
The Nobel Committee awarded half the $1.5 million prize to Ralph Steinman of Rockefeller University in New York City. The other half went to American Bruce Beutler and Frenchman Jules Hoffman. But Steinman died last Friday of pancreatic cancer. Neither the Nobel Committee nor Steinman's own university knew that until after the prize was announced early this morning. Nobel rules don't seem to allow prizes for scientists who have died before the award is announced, but at the end of the Swedish day, Nobel officials offered condolences to Steinman's family and said he would keep the prize. Steinman discovered the function of a key immune cell. The other two winners discovered fundamental workings of innate immunity, the first line of defense against invading organisms. Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.
All three Detroit automakers saw their sales increase in September. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports pickup and SUVs led the sales growth.
Much of the sales growth among U.S. automakers is based on need. There's a lot of pent-up demand as consumers held off on purchasing new vehicles. General Motors was up by 20%, Chrysler by 27%, though that's compared to some dismal numbers from last September. Meanwhile, Ford saw its sales increase by 9%. It was trucks that carried the payload for the American automakers. That comes as gas prices fell. Each of the Detroit three saw their sales of pickup trucks jump by more than 30%. While car and truck sales continue to grow, analysts expect the industry to sell about 4 million fewer vehicles this year than it did at its height before the last recession. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Investors still worried about the debt crisis in Europe after Greece said it wouldn't make its deficit reduction target to keep getting an international bailout. On Wall Street, Dow is down 258 points or more than 2% at last check at 10,655. This is NPR News. Several columns of thick black smoke can be seen rising from a Magna-Blank chemical plant burning out of control just south of Dallas. The facility in Waxahachie reportedly had more than two dozen employees inside when the fire broke out this morning. Several areas are being evacuated. Jacinta Cullen works at the local Hampton Inn where she's been watching the situation just get worse.
So it's just spreading and spreading, and they're telling everybody to evacuate. Like, we have another college that's near us, Navarro College, they evacuated already. And an elementary school, they evacuated as well.
So far, though, no injuries have been reported. A new study finds the number of Americans living in multi-generational households has grown by nearly 5 million during the recent recession. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports it's the largest such increase in modern history.
The Pew Research Center finds doubling up with relatives is a financial lifeline for many. A quarter of the unemployed have done so, a move the report suggests has kept many from falling into poverty. Young adults also fueled the trend. In 2009, a fifth of those aged 25 to 34 lived in a multi-generational household. Asians, blacks, and Hispanics are all far more likely than whites to live with other generations. The Pew study finds the sharpest spike has been among Hispanics, a group hit especially hard by the downturn. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
South Carolina's Republican presidential primary is now scheduled for January 21st, becoming the latest state to jockey for a higher profile in the presidential nominating process. The state responded after Florida announced it would move up its election, violating national party rules. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.